Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. We are so glad that you are here this Fusion Sunday. On the last Sunday of every month, we work to have a full intergenerational worship experience. And so you might notice that set up around the room this morning are a variety of prayer stations. And this being Reformation Sunday, I'm sure one you all had marked on your calendars, we will be learning more about the sacraments. We will not actually be having communion and baptism. We will be learning about them. Just want to make sure the distinction is clear. But each prayer station is set up for a variety of learning experiences, and we invite all folks who would like to participate. And if you have mobility concerns, you are welcome just to stay in your pew, and there will be images flashing through the screen to help you focus in a time of prayer. We also ask that if you have any reflections or thoughts or comments about our Fusion Sundays, please mark it in the hospitality. We really enjoy your feedback. We have a few announcements this morning. First, the deacons are asking that if there are some folks who would be interested in helping out to serve on a memorial committee to help out with memorial services here at GPC, there is a sign up out on the kiosk. And there are a variety of deacons who can provide more information about that. And Roy has an announcement.
Good morning. If you were a choir member who is in rehearsal this morning or not, or if you know a choir member who needs this information, no rehearsal this Wednesday. We will rehearse today following the service at 11:30 in the Worship Center. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Carol Ann.
Confirmation, youth, parents, and sponsors will be meeting today after church, just reminding you. Also, Jamaica Mission Team 2014 will be meeting this afternoon. And junior high and senior high youth, look in the bulletin. There's a road trip for both of you, different road trips coming up this weekend. Junior high is you're on Saturday, and you'll all be getting more information in the mail. Thanks.
And from those who helped plan and participate and serve at the ham dinner, it was a wonderful evening. Al has shared with me that we served 215 folks, which also means that if you didn't make it last night, you have a chance for dinner tonight because there are plenty of leftovers down in Fellowship Hall for sale. Squash and ham, and apparently there was a bit of a loaves and fishes experience with the potatoes, so there are lots and lots of potatoes for sale. So anyone who is looking to purchase some leftovers for dinner tonight, head down to the Fellowship Hall following worship this morning. Are there any other announcements? Friends, then let us prepare our hearts to joyfully worship God together.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. With people in every time and place.
God is here.
Splashing in the fresh waters of a brook, stream, river, and baptismal font.
God is here.
In the land, sun, grain, and grape.
God is here.
Around this table and out in the world. God
is here.
Thank you.
God is here with God's arms wide open, ready to love us and forgive us when we confess our sins. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Holy God, your Son Jesus asks us to remember him every time we eat the bread and drink the cup he blessed. Instead, we greedily steal bread from others and hurt the land where the grapes grow. We also forget about you by ignoring people in this world who are poor, hungry, and in prison. Forgive us, God, and help us remember that you are always with us. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Hear the good news. God's mercy is poured out like a mighty river. Grace flows like a never-ending stream. Believe the gospel and give thanks. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
first reading of the Word is Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. What should we say? Should we keep on sinning so that God's wonderful kindness will show up even better? No, we should not. If we are dead to sin, how can we go on sinning? Don't you know that all who share in Christ Jesus by being baptized also share in his death? When we are baptized, we died and were buried with Christ. We were baptized so that we would live a new life, as Christ was raised to live life by the glory of God, the Father.
Thank you.
Sunday, without a little mighty fortress is our God. Amen. How would you all like to go back and sit with your parents? Yes? You don't want to sit up here the whole time, do you? I didn't think so. I wouldn't either. Great job. You guys did a great job this morning. Thank you. Amen. The second scripture reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. And he writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also handed unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, 'This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.'" In a collection of poems called Kneeling in Bethlehem, much beloved poet and liturgist, at least she's much beloved by pastors that I know, Anne Weems shares her experience from an Easter morning worship service. The poem is called The Children's Sermon. "When the time came for the children's sermon, the congregation enjoyed the flurry of small bodies popping up here and there, racing to the front of the sanctuary, which, like the children, was Easter clad. One small child, bottle in hand, went down the aisle, past the communion table, to the steps in front of the pulpit, and sat with the others. The minister greeted them and began by asking them to hold out their hands. Not wanting to be left out, the child with the bottle placed it on the table that had been properly prepared for Holy Communion, whether the congregation grimaced or grinned, I cannot say. But some report to have heard an extravaganza of bells that Easter Sunday, when a plastic bottle filled with the nourishment of life for this small child stood behind the silver cup and plate, filled with the nourishment of life for the souls of all present. Of such is the kingdom of heaven." I can imagine that happening here on just about any communion Sunday. And by your smiles, I know that you can too. You saw the small child just months ago, held in the pastor's arms with the water of baptism glistening from their forehead, and now toddling up to the front with a parent who, in some cases, may have just been that child toddling up years ago, and reaches up to set that bottle on the communion table. The sacred and the ordinary, side by side, nourishment for our life and for our faith. The sacraments themselves have a way of doing that, connecting the ordinary water, grain, and grape, to the sacred presence of God's love with and for us. Ever since the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century, Reformed Christians have celebrated just two sacraments, baptism and communion. Some denominations, like Quakers and the Salvation Army, yes, that is a denomination, don't have any sacraments. And others, like the Roman Catholic Church and Episcopalians or Anglicans, celebrate seven. It was the early reformers, like Martin Luther and John Calvin, who believed that if everyone couldn't participate in the sacrament, and the sacrament itself couldn't be justified by the Bible, it shouldn't be a sacrament. So began a radical elimination of viewing confession, confirmation, marriage, ordination, and last rites as sacraments in Reformed Christian churches. Obviously, we as Presbyterians believe that confession, confirmation that gets started today, marriage, ordination, and prayer at the end of life or any period of life is an important way. Those are important ways for us to grow in faith. But it doesn't make them sacraments. Because we believe that it's important everyone should be able to share in them. Because these sacraments are the signs and symbols of our inclusion in God's grace and covenant with the church. These are fresh expressions of God's grace that are offered on the forehead of a newborn child. And in, amen, amen. Can't time those kind of things. And in the bent arthritic hands, cupping a piece of bread. Friends, baptism and communion are available to everyone at all stages of our lives. And according to the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church, in case you haven't gotten yours out recently, no one is excluded because of age, race, sex, economic status, social class, disability, difference in language or culture, or any other barrier created by human injustice. We are welcome to celebrate these sacraments, even if we feel unworthy, if we have doubt, if we have a lot of questions, or even if we're feeling particularly grumpy that day. At the table and at the font, we are reminded of who we are in God, what God has done for us, and who we are in Christ and in the Spirit. One of the aspects that I love so much about the two sacraments is that they are tangible. They deal with real feeling, the body, the feel of the water on the forehead, the taste of the bread on the tongue, the sweet smell of grape juice. They assert that our faith is, in fact, embodied. And we can't separate the spirit from the flesh. We don't just think about how God interacts with us. In the sacraments, we can feel it, and we can live it. And another great thing about the way in which we practice the sacraments is that even though many of us might think that they are these extremely sacred ceremonial acts where no one should talk and everything should be perfect, they're not. They're like life. The font holds ordinary water. And the table could be our dinner table. And that's part of the idea. Every morning when the reformer Martin Luther leaned over his wash basin, so this is before running water, he'd splash water from the sink. And he would say, Martin, remember that you are baptized. It was a blessing for his day and a reminder of who he belonged to. And a parent once shared with me the story about how his 4-year-old had set up all of her dolls in a circle around a table. And he, of course, asked her if her and her dollies were having a tea party. She shook her head, said, "Of course not, Daddy. It's time for communion, and we're having a party with Jesus." And sure enough, seated in one of the child-sized chairs was a paper Jesus. These sacraments are reminders that all of life is sacred, that the holy is as common as bread and water, and that sometimes there just aren't words to communicate the mystery of God's grace, and these are the tangible signs of God's grace, of God's love. And we find them side by side, the nourishment for our life and for our faith. And this morning we're going to learn more about those tangible signs of life and of grace. For those who are comfortable and are able and willing, you are invited to get out your blue piece of paper in your bulletin. These are the descriptions of the different prayer stations located around the sanctuary. And I'm going to have Walt open the doors back there because there is one prayer station right outside of those doors. You may visit one, you may visit many, you may stay in your seats. We will worship together through learning for about the next 10 minutes. We will come together in the singing of the doxology, so when you hear someone start to sing it, we'll all sing it together and find our way back to your seats. And please, if you have a small child with you, encourage them to touch the water, to eat the bread. Unless they have allergies, please be aware we cannot guarantee that those breads have not come in contact with nut tree allergies type thing. There's my speech over there. The communion table is set. Touch the elements. Take out a little cup. Smell the bread. Learn about the meal at that table. There are others set up around. Let us worship God in this time of learning and prayer. Amen. And you may be seated. We should do the doxology moving around more often. That was just beautiful. Also a reminder that we do leave the prayer stations up following worship for a little while. So you are, if there was one that you didn't get to that you would like to, visit it after worship. And these booklets, Children and Communion, will also be made available in the pamphlet rack every Sunday. So we will have these now. All right. Amen.
I invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concerns.
Prayers for Anna Burrell, who had gallbladder surgery this week. So we hope that she gets better quickly.
Amen.
Janice Bilalovic, I have a prayer of joy. George and I are the proud owners of a brand new house. We'll be moving in next week.
Praise God.
Jenny Smith, many months ago I asked that you pray for my nephew, Bill Snyder, who was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And after many months of radiation, chemotherapy, and ups and downs, there's really nothing else they can do. He's 48. So I'm asking that you pray for his peaceful ending and let him feel the amazing grace of God. Thank you.
Prayers for my aunt. She got engaged Thursday.
Congratulations.
I received a nice letter from Eunora's friend Skillman, who was a member of this congregation years ago. And she was on the first Guatemala trip in 1998. And it became something that affected her for the rest of her life. So she wrote me a letter and wished to be remembered to everybody here, and also sent a nice book on Guatemala, which I'll give to the library when I'm done with it.
Amen.
Andrea Onsen, prayers for my mom. She's sick right now and just trying to get through that sickness. And Abby wants prayers for her music teacher, Miss Grimm, who just got engaged.
Amen. Lots of engagement.
Amy Merica, prayers for my stepmom. She had a stroke, and then 2 days later she broke her back. So prayers for a speedy recovery.
Whit Beckett, prayers of joy. My oldest grandson, Corey, was accepted in college.
Amen.
Linda Sidori, just thanks for the diversity of worship, that we serve a God who is so diverse, and it's so nice to be able to worship in such a diverse way also.
I'd like to ask prayers for the Walkers, for Hannah and John. Her mom has been put on hospice care in her home, and they've got a lot to deal with.
Let us pray. God, who is indeed here, you welcome us into your family through the waters of our baptism. You invite us to your table, offering us the food of renewal. You are here every moment of our lives, every challenge, every joy. You are here, and we give you thanks for that everlasting presence. This morning we rejoice as we join with our children, rediscovering the mystery, the spiritual mystery of the sacraments. We pray that you deepen our understanding, increase our awareness, and direct us into your world so that we might serve you by serving your people. And, O God, as we bring goods for Aurora House, we also offer prayers for the staff and volunteers of this loving hospice home. We ask that you sustain them as they offer comfort care to their guests. And we pray for the guests of Aurora House and for their families. Help them to find meaningful ways to say goodbye, and fill them with the assurance that your arms are always opened wide and always welcoming. Oh God, you walk with us on the journeys of our lives. So together, we humbly pray the prayer our Lord taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven,
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our gifts forward. God, in thanksgiving for all the ways that you make the ordinary holy in our lives, we give you thanks, and we bring you our gifts. Now we ask that you direct us to how we can use them to best serve you. Amen.
Thank you.
go from this place, nourished by the Holy Spirit, who is our constant companion. So go, go with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who courageously leads us wherever we may go, now and always. Alleluia. Amen.